Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
The catechumens around the world have been preparing all of Lent to be received into the Orthodox Church through the waters of baptism. And they usually do this during Pascha. That's the Feast of Feasts when they're received into the church. We all joined with them to renew our own baptism, which is a participation, of course, in the Passion, Crucifixion, death, and burial, but most importantly, his glorious resurrection. On Holy Friday, we followed Christ to his crucifixion. After his body was taken down and laid in the tomb, we participated with the myrrh-bearers and anointed his body. But if you remember, the priests also anointed each one of us, too, with the rose water as we sprinkled everyone. We all were participating in his death and his burial as we were sprinkled with the rose water. Traditionally, as I had said, catechumens would be baptized last night at the Easter Vigil, baptized in the watery grave, going under the water three times, for the Holy Trinity, of course, but also for the 3 days that he was dead. They were raised up with Christ Easter morning, early this morning, I guess, and illumined with the Holy Spirit, and we would sing, "Come, receive the light." This is the liturgical context of what we celebrated all of Holy Week, a participation and a continual participation each year with the catechumens in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. So as a result, from now until, for the next 40 days at least, from now until Pentecost, we continue to celebrate this resurrection. And this is a spiritual resurrection for each one of us who had been baptized in his death and raised up in his resurrection. So as a result, because these next 40 days primarily is a continual celebration of his resurrection and our participation through baptism, there are so many connections between water and our baptism and water because of this connection with the Feast of Feasts. So if you notice, on Thursday evening at 5 and 6, we will celebrate the life-giving font. We will celebrate in this Lenten, in this Pentecost season, the sheep's pool one Sunday, the well of Jacob another Sunday, and then the pool of Siloam another. So I wanted to emphasize, though, this. If you look through the liturgical hymns, the water is such an important part, this watery grave that we go down in the water with Christ and resurrected with him. In last night's Paschal Canon, Ode 3, it says, "Come, let us drink a new drink, not one marvelously brought forth from a barren rock, but the source of incorruption which springeth forth from the grave of Christ in whom we are established." This is such a powerful illustration. I don't know if you picked up on it. You know, it's easier for me to, read it myself to understand what's going on. But this hymn saying is just as in the Old Testament. There was a rock in the Old Testament, and the Israelite people needed water to drink. And the text says that Moses struck the rock, and then the water flowed out. But if you remember this story, he was told specifically that he needed to ask the rock for water. He wasn't supposed to strike the rock. And if we read Paul says that rock in the Old Testament was Christ that followed them in the desert. And so as a consequence of this type pointing to Christ and Moses striking the rock, these all parallel the passion we went through today, or this week, that Moses represents the Jewish people who, instead of asking Christ, struck him. But he still issues forth water. The second part of this illustration, the type in this hymn at least, says that just as there was a barren rock in the Old Testament that issued forth water, now too the grave, which was hewn out of a new hewn tomb, is a new rock. In the waters of life, Christ says, "I am the water of life. Come to me." The waters of eternal life issue forth from a new rock. And that's Christ and also his Holy Sepulchre. So I want to conclude, though, by focusing our attention on what we should be participating in. So these are nice ideas that during Holy Week we're participating in the burial and resurrection of Christ, and we're renewing our own baptisms in our own life with a renewed vigor. But what does this mean to us individually? So as I had mentioned, on Friday we were anointed with Christ. This is a big part of any baptism, too. As we're sprinkled with myrrh, we're also reminded of when we are chrismated, which, of course, is where the word Christian comes from anyways. According to Cyril of Alexandria, how can you be a Christian if you haven't been chrismated? That's where the word even comes, from the Holy Chrism. And so the idea, as Father Ted often mentions in any baptism service, is we anoint the body of the one that's going to be baptized because they're going to participate in a battle. They're going to fight, just like in ancient times. When you would wrestle, you would anoint with oil your whole body, and then you would go and you would wrestle so that you're slippery to your opponent. So we are reminded of this too. When Christ was anointed, his body was anointed before he descends into Hades, it was because he was preparing for battle. In the Synaxarion last night, it says, here we have it. A Christ going down alone to the struggle of Hades, came forth again and brought with him plenteous spoils of victory. So let us make Christ's victory and glorious resurrection a reality in each one of our lives. This is the time for battle. We've been prepared for baptism. We are resurrected. This is not the time where we've entered the finish line. This is actually the starting point. We have been anointed and we've been ready to fight. So this is the time to struggle. We're entering the arena. Let us not think that we are done. Let us make this glorious resurrection of Christ a reality in each one of our lives. So let us fight with our own passions, with the Hades that is within each one of us. Let us allow Christ to destroy the gates and the bars of Hades in our life. So from now to Pentecost, as we're continually reminded of the themes of water in our baptism, let us be reminded what we're baptized for. And this is for the battle. Let us let this spiritual reality take hold of us in our lives, and let us, as the hymn says, drink of the new drink that springeth forth from the grave of Christ, and send up all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.